Up to the dealership, and I had to access the fuel pump PID and turn the fuel pump on with the computer and let it disconnect it at the fuel rail and hook the hose up to it and let it pump the water out into a, you know, we had a big plastic gasoline jug, a huge one, and I pumped all the water out and that the fuel pump could get, and then I filled it up with gas. I had to drive it about, I think I drove it about to almost to Anderson and back, and I told her, you know, it might have a little hiccup every now and then, but it's going to be all right.
Well, back in the 80s, the diesel nozzles were the same size. They were all the same size, I believe. So, and I was a teenager, so, and my older brother was with me. I blame it on him.
The same size. And I had, I'll never forget, I had the catalytic converter taken off of my car, and I burned. That's back when we had leaded gas, and I burned leaded gas in it.
Well, some of the diesel pumps are still the same size, I guess. Is that what you're talking about? No, some of the newer ones. Some of the new little import cars still run the small nozzle.
Thing, it doesn't even have a gas cap on it. It has these two little things on each side, and the nozzle pushes them in, and it allows you to push this little flap open. If those things aren't pushed in, it won't push the flap open to fill it up.
Fuel system. I've worked on enough of those where you got to be careful with them, that's for sure.
The trouble with mine so far, so I'm just, you know, waiting for that evap code. Oh, me. But, anyway, but I like it because I can just close, start the gas door closed, and it'll close shut, and it has a, the way it catches, it has a little, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a spring-loaded thing, and it's got just enough speed and weight to click it shut, and so you don't even have to worry about it. All you do is just push on it to open it. You push on it, it clicks, and it opens just a little bit, and then you can pull it the rest of the way open.
Law was alive. She had a 2000 Toyota Camry that she kept coming up and saying, something's wrong with my car. The light's on. And I'd go back and open the gas lid, and sure enough, the cap was gone again. I don't know how many of those I bought.
We're on an evap test, and, you know, it does it. You don't know when it's going to do it. And you know, if it doesn't have that cap on it, it's not going to pass. And it'll run a second test, and if it fails the second time, your check engine light will come on, and they'll set a code. CPA.
Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
KO4, HKX, I'm yawning. It's been a long day. I'm ready to go home.
Guys, I got my FTA going. Thanks to Bob at ND7J for giving the credit. Working with me last night and this morning. And it's been a learning experience. Still is a learning experience. But anyway, I'm enjoying it.
Bob's a good help. He's a good guy, and I say that because he's probably listening, because I emailed him just a little bit ago. So I got to make sure he knows he's a good guy. That's good, Dave. I haven't tried FT8. I got to get my HF system set back up.
Well, I got on FT8 also this weekend. Andrew helped me get mine set up, KO4CEF. So now I'm on there also.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but I'm not dumb as a rock. But it's not, or at least for me, it was not an easy setup because we have I have three different things I open. Of course, I've got an automatic logging system, so when I finish the QSO, it automatically logs it for me, and all I have to do is just click OK. So that was an extra download, but I had to download a driver after I downloaded the software. So then I had to find the COM port. That was a mess. So anyway,
the 991A, I had to go in and change all the settings, and we had to figure a lot of that out, and then go in and find the COM port, which I knew how to do that. That was fairly easy for me. I was used to that one from working on cars with doing the programming and all that, so that wasn't too bad. But yeah, getting all the settings right on the radio and in the program, that was a little challenging. I ain't gonna lie about it. But I have not got the automatic logging software up yet.
I think it's JT Alert. I think that's right. It's J something Alert. I think it's JT Alert. That's what I'm using. And yeah, I mean, you gotta get your radio set up right. You gotta get your computer set up right. The problem was all my computer showed for my comm was USB. It didn't show any comms on there, and so I went to Device Manager, and there's no comm ports on the Device Manager, and somehow I found it under one of the headings. I can't even tell you which one it was, and it said other. So I clicked on other, and dadgum if there it was, but it was hidden. I mean, it blew my mind. It's Windows 8.
10, and looking at a Windows 11, but I'm not sure I want to make that move yet. I'm gonna wait to let them test that system out. But yeah, it's fun getting all those settings right and everything working. And then you got to figure out how to use the program once you get all that done.
15 seconds to to figure out who you want to talk to and or communicate with, and then you can click on if you see their call there on the, when you're monitoring the band activity, you can click on their call and it'll start transmitting after the first 15 seconds. But anyway, and then you just sit there and hope you can make contact with them.
A JS8 call set up where you can actually carry on a conversation where you're typing a message in and sending it back and forth. That was pretty neat too. S8 call.
Check that out. JS8 call. Okay. There's another download.
So a lot like FT8, you can actually type in messages back and forth. So the setup will look real close to FT8. In there.
Just listen. I don't have those capabilities yet, and I don't know anything about it. So I was listening. I did have a question. Does that stuff run automatically too? I heard Dave say you click on a call and it'll send a message. But can you set it up where it's just constantly searching and sending out?
Not sure. Maybe Dave can answer that one.
Maybe Bob can answer that one. or somebody else is listening. I just know if you click on a call that you're, you know, on the activity, band activity side, which is the left side, that double click and it'll start when it comes around on the next 15 seconds, it'll start transmitting, and then you wait and see if they respond. If they respond, then you've communicated with them, and it'll continue until both of you say, you know, give a signal report, and then you say 73s, and then move on to your next call. And then the log thing comes up, and I just click OK, and it logs it in my log software, and I'm just move on to the next call. I communicate with France and Canada, Mexico, one place that I never heard of. I gotta find it on the map. So Italy, it's just crazy.
Talking about that mode, and in my mind, I just always pictured it that the computer was just running in the background making contacts, but because I thought I'd heard somebody say they woke up in the morning and they had a bunch of contacts, but then while you were talking, I was thinking, well, I guess you got to have a station control operator. So I don't know that. I don't know. That's why I don't know anything about it. I guess it makes more sense that you actually have to be there and clicking on them. Anyway, go ahead, Patrick. N4ZLK.
I was going to say 73s. I have destinated. I'm finally at my QTH, and I'm going to go in here and get me something to eat. So you guys be careful going on home, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s, guys.
Well, I'm sitting in my garage too, so Shane, I guess we're leaving it with you. Sorry about that. But it's good talking to both of you, and y'all have a good evening. And enjoy this 50 degree weather while we have it. KB4CPA.
And 73 Dave, and I thought you might be in your garage, Dave, because I didn't hear the engine accelerating. It was coming through really good tonight. Have a good night. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.